it's time for the local fishing report. Good morning, Will. What have you got in store for us with fishing this morning?
Today it's been a pretty good week weather-wise, apart from the rain at night time. But, yeah, so there's been some good fish caught this week.
Excellent.
We'll start at the report at Corner Inlet this week. Mm-hmm. There's still plenty of kingfish around the Lewis Channel around the Long Jetty. I had a good trip with my brother-in-law, Aaron. On Tuesday, we got quite a few kingfish just using large soft plastics, just ranging up to 60 centimetres in length, the fish were.
Mm-hmm.
Also, large hard-bodied lures, I would imagine, would be working quite well. And even if you went spinning around with some big metal lures, you'd probably do the job as well. There was plenty of snapper caught in the Franklin Channel. They were ranging between 40 centimetres and 60 centimetres in length, and squid and pilchards were about the best bait. There's also some nice gummy sharks just caught in the entrance and just outside, and most of them have been around the 1 metre to 1.2 metres in length, so some good fish out there.
Great.
Just moving down to Port Albert, Whale Bay has been fishing very well recently. There's been some excellent catches of gummy sharks. Fresh fish fillets, if you can get them, is probably the best bait, but also pilchards and even squid are working pretty well. And inside Port Albert, a lot of guys have been chasing the garfish now, and they should get thicker over the next 2 months. But they've been up to and over 40 centimetres in length, so the good eating size. Just small pieces of unweighted pippy or white bait, or even little bits of tailor or salmon work quite well on these fish. And if you want to take the kids over there for a good feed, there's plenty of calamari around all the jetties in South Gippsland, so both Port Albert and Welsh Pool. So you could have some nice food there if you take yourself some squid jigs. And also, there's plenty of little ones there for live bait, so you'd probably be able to use them for kingfish as well.
Excellent.
Moving down to McLaughlin's, been good numbers of flathead this week. Some real beauties too. I saw one just under 70 centimetres in length, so probably about an 8-pounder, so some good fish there. They're ranging, on average, though, between 35 and 60 centimetres long. Soft plastics most guys have been using, of course, but the bait guys are still using white bait and blue bait and having good success.
Mm-hmm.
There's also still a few whiting around, but most of the guys that are getting them have been using bass yabbies. The guys using pippies are only getting a few, but the guys using bass yabbies seem to be doing a lot better, so it might pay to go out and try and pump some fresh bait there for the whiting.
So they're being a bit fussy this morning with their bait.
Oh, they have been, yes. There's also good amounts of prawns too. Now, I think it's a new moon this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So if it is, I'd be getting down there and chasing some prawns because there's plenty down there at both McLaughlin's and Mann's and even Robertson's Beach. So, yeah, you could get yourself a few kilos of them, and they're good size this year too at the moment.
Excellent.
And we'll just finish off with 90 Mile Beach. Still heaps of gummies around. A mate of mine, Justin, he landed 6 gummies on Tuesday night. Very rough water, he said, but he said the gummies were just everywhere, and he was using blue surf poppers, and he said he got most of the gummies on the blue surf poppers, so that's excellent. It should have calmed down in the next few days, so I'd say it'd be good fishing over the weekend. There's still plenty of guys paddling out baits for those big bronzies that are out there, and I've been hearing some pretty interesting reports. There's plenty of sharks out there between 6 and 8 foot, that's for sure.
Wow.
And yesterday morning had plenty of reports from guys that were fishing down at Woodside, and most of the guys that were fishing there got good amounts of salmon and flathead, so there's plenty of fish around.